Hi! Hi!
On a beautiful, hot December day at Auroville's Youth Centre, there is a bustling Christmas fair with delicious food, great atmosphere, and a range of local products. Here, the Institute, an art collective recently arrived from the UK, is talking to Melanie of EcoFemme. EcoFemme is a local company that advocates menstrual education in Indian schools and is a producer of eco-friendly hygiene products for women.
So I arrived 2 years ago in India, almost 2 years ago. At first I was a volunteer for an NGO in Pondi, and when that finished, I was pulled to stay and I learned more about Auroville and everything. And that's when I met Katie and Yasemin, who are the founders of EcoFemme. And then you did someone with my kind of background. So I come from a business school, so I had more like organization for that project and all. EcoFemme, it's a social business. So it's a hybrid kind of structure where the whole social part is actually on menstrual education, which is done by some Tamil facilitators who go to government schools, have a session with girls between 12 and 18 years old, and they talk about what is menstruation. They're like just explaining what happens in your body and everything, because many of them don't know. So you're all shy about it, and you're in a place where it's really taboo to talk about it, and also already like your first experience of it is not so positive, no? And also showing all the alternatives that exist. So disposable pads, using cloth, using washable cloth pads, using tampons and using cups, just to show them that really it's a whole wide world and we can decide on what's the best for us, no? Because right now it's really being pushed in India, the disposable pads. I mean, you have lots of TV commercials and all. It's becoming wider and wider popular. Evidently, there is a negative impact on the environment. This is also something that's really important in Europe or like in the Western world, where we use widely disposables and we don't see it in landfills because we have waste collection systems, but it's polluting nonetheless. Huh? In the UK, it's estimated that a woman in a lifetime, she will use about 150 kilos of disposable products for just a menstruation. So this is huge, no? You can burn, incinerate them, which is what is done in Europe, but that still pollutes. And this is made of plastics and chemicals, so it's not good pollution also. It's really like the dirty stuff and everything. But what's crazy, you know, is that the disposable is also quite new. It's something that came with the Second World War. Before that, everybody was using cloth and all, even in Europe. But now, when we talk about those kind of alternatives in Europe, everybody's like, oh, this is so brilliant. It's actually revisiting something that used to be done, because more and more women are interested into this and their impact on the environment, but also on their health. And also during our education sessions, we offer pads to the girls for free. They can say yes or no, but this is a choice that they have to have greener periods, as we say.